Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back. Most of our affiliates carry the first five-minute segment, but some don't. So I'm going to launch back into this newest video and get into these incredible articles by Paul Joseph Watson in the next segment that's about 7 minutes away. Let me just tell you about some of the other information coming up. In 1 hour from now, Alan Watt will join us for an hour. Then Piers Corbin, meteorologist, who actually understands how the weather works, dealing with solar and moon interactions, dealing with the solar winds, which the ancients knew now in the last 20 years, has been proven that what's driving the cloud formations is not potash and volcanoes, but is all of the massive ionizing radiation, particles, micrometeorites by the ton that are coming into the atmosphere every day. Yeah, we're big spaceship folks hurtling through the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. We're out here in the boondocks orbiting a little sun, and we're moving mighty fast orbiting that sun, and space is not a void. It is filled with energy. It is filled with the quantum vacuum, with the ether. And just in our dimension, there are just so many gamma rays and X-rays and particles, and it's a full spectrum. And, of course, now the mathematical equations of Einstein and others have been proven to correct. Many physicists predicted there would be a hexagon in the ice cap of the gas giant Saturn. And after the different, Voyager and others went over, they did photograph that hexagon, which is a dimensional expression on the surface of the gas giant that mathematics showed would be there in a gas giant of that size, an expression of a dimension beneath the surface, or a space wormhole distortion of a type. I don't claim to be a physicist. I just read the major bodies of the work and then regurgitate it as a lay creature here on air, ladies and gentlemen. But I study the mass psychology of tyrants, the psychopathic elites that always take control, the scum rising to the top. After good rises to the top, milk and honey flows, then we become fat, dumb, and happy, then the evil takes over. Of course, action alert. Now the FDA is going after vitamin C. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Utah welcomes NSA Mega Snoop Center, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Plandopolis, elitist agenda for eco-enslavement, PrisonPlanet.com. Eco-fascist call for prison cities. I know Matt Drudge listens to the show, and Matt Drudge in the last 5 years has taken a clear course into liberty and fighting the globalists and covering the Bilderberg Group and covering everything else. And Matt Drudge gave us a Christmas present. The only red links out of green links on Christmas Day were Alex Jones at Infowars.com. So I don't look a gift horse in the mouth. When somebody gives me so much and humanity so much in really turning towards liberty, towards the pole star, the North Star, I don't like to ask for more, but if Drudge is listening, I'd really like it if you'd link to eco-fascist call for prison cities. You know, I burn with desire to expose these people, and I know you do as well. And it'd be nice if Drudge linked to that. And if you do, I won't start asking every day. I have asked before that Drudge move a link to the top to see if he was listening, and he did within minutes. I don't know if Drudge is listening today, but Matt Drudge, we appreciate you. Matt Drudge is a smart guy. He realizes none of us have any future if we don't beat these people. And the truth is what matters. And Drudge isn't perfect. None of us are, but he is moving in the right direction in a big way. And forcing Glenn Beck and many others and Rush Limbaugh to go in the right direction. He truly is setting more and more of the agenda. I'd like to see eco-fascists call for prison cities to be on the all-powerful Drudge Report. All-powerful, that is, in alternative media cyberspace projection of information, breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall of the globalist. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It is a dangerous game, though, that Drudge is playing. I understand that, and he knows that. We're all playing a dangerous game.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so we've seen the TV ads where children don't submit to carbon taxing, so the teacher murders them by detonating explosives. We have seen the promotion by Prince Philip and Ted Turner and others that we should have a one-child policy, official UN policy. China is the model, forced abortion. We're useless eaters, feeders, all of this Nazi eugenic nomenclature being openly used. But the West, the United States and England, that part of the West, the Anglo-American arm, did not get these ideas from Herr Goering, Herr Hitler, Herr Goebbels. They got it from the British. Not bashing the British people. I myself am Jones, as Welsh as it comes. That system was developed in England, germinated, exploded, gestated in the United States. Mexico loved it. All these countries bought into it. That's the death panels. That's the euthanasia. That's the brainwashing that's going on. So at the end of the last hour, I played the first few minutes from Endgame, where I said prison cities, rationing, the end of the family. You'll have to have travel passes to go to work. How did I know that? That's the official Club of Rome, UN. And the film Endgame, over 2 hours long, breaks it all down. It's free on YouTube and Google. Higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm not making expensive films here and traveling all over the world and getting arrested and detained to play a game here, folks. This is real. Now, I get up this morning at about 6 a.m. I waddle into the computer, wake up, start drinking coffee, and I see Watson's article. And instantly I knew it was the government-funded group connected to 1010, hooked in with the London Guardian. I go to their site. There's the Guardian, the sponsor. There's the British government. There it all is funding it. And you think it's a joke. Someone who hasn't been brainwashed, you watch it and you think it's a joke. Just like the blowing up of the kids if they don't submit. It's not a joke. Again, they're conditioning us and rebranding tyranny, rebranding mass murder as if it's a good thing. They're hoping that you're so devoid of your own morals or compass that now that we're rudderless, they can bring in this extremism. And this is what smart growth is. This is about the consolidation of power. Only insider corporations get the contracts. So when you watch this video that I'm going to be stopping and commenting on, remember, this is not a joke. They've got a whole bunch of them on this nightmare site that's linked in Paul Watson's articles, Plannedopolis, Elitist Agenda for Eco-Enslavement. And you guys did make Jesse Ventura the number one search term yesterday, Jesse Ventura Censored. I want to do this again today. I waited a few weeks before we did this. Now we're going to launch a full-scale Google bomb operation. I want prison cities to be the number one search term today so that hundreds of other publications pick up on it. You notice the Mail, the Huffington Post, all these big publications picked up on our government testing angle on the bird deaths, now proliferating worldwide. We can punch through together, if we work together, we can punch through together and force people to see their own admissions of prison cities. They just want to show these videos to your school kids in the U.S., England, and Europe. See, they're already in a more advanced stage of brainwashing because they know they're a captive audience and are more easily manipulated. Like Al Gore said 2 years ago, hey, if your parents don't listen to you, you tell them what's right. You tell them what I tell you to tell them. The New York Times, little girls going home writing fake tickets to their mommy for taking a hot bath. They mean business. And again, real murderers, real fascists, real eugenicists learned, and they, Eugenics Quarterly changed its name. All these groups admittedly became crypto-eugenicists after Hitler embarrassed them. Up until the 1940s, it was all out in the open. And so now they pose as loving liberals. These people, in their own writings, all of them, slather with hatred. And the Copenhagen thing coming out that it was all a fraud and the global warming was all a fraud made them so mad. Literally hundreds of top professors, we write articles every week about it, it's all over mainstream news, say, yes, we want fascism. Eco-fascism is good. Nazism is good. But against all humans, we're a parasite. Again, 3.5, almost 4 years ago, Endgame wasn't done yet. I was working on a Saturday late at the office. The ballet recital was nearby my office. My wife and my parents show up with my children with my middle daughter in her ballerina outfit. They're a little bit early. They come in and I'm editing the film. There's research documents everywhere. Rob Jacobson, Aaron Dykes, we're all in there on a Saturday afternoon. And my mother watches part of the intro, the part you just saw last hour, and she says, that can't be true. I know about eugenics and some of this, but it just can't be true. And my dad goes, actually, when I was at UT, before he was at UT, he was top of his class in high school. They had this advancement. They brought in several hundred students. He was in the top six. They brought him aside, told him world government's coming. We want to advance you guys. Eugenics is good. And my dad told my mother that as we drove to the ballet recital, and her mouth was hanging open. They tell everybody this stuff. Every major university, that's all that's taught. Okay? And it teaches the so-called elitist, everybody who's got a high IQ, who gets advanced in these systems, that you're the best, you're going to survive, we're going to get rid of the profane. I mean, my father couldn't even go to UT as a high schooler and not be brainwashed about this. But he understood what it was because he was already so widely read. This is everything, okay? This is what they're doing. Now, let's go ahead and start playing this nightmare clip. And we have links to the group, the organization, all of it. This is a part of the same affiliated group that put out the video of the kids' heads blowing off if they don't submit to carbon taxing. Here it is. This is not a joke. Here it is. Forum for the Future. Action for Sustainable World.
How will the people travel in the cities of the future? This is the text. Megacities on the move. Your guide to the future of sustainable urban mobility. Planned Opolis. One of four episodes. In a world of fossil fuels and expensive energy, the only solution is tightly planned and controlled urban transport. Global climate change, deal imminent. This is News Headlines. Joint venture to get city ready. Floating cities approved because of rising tides. Global food rations. Food to be planned. Welcome to the planned economy. Government takes over all food production.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plannedopolis today.
They show the subservient woman.
He works from home. He's a virtual engineer working in one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone?
Hit pause.
I registered your visit with Slick.
This was completely written by MI6. All of it has little psychological cues like, don't worry, you'll still have your video games. You look at her husband, he's jacked in like a cyborg because the oceans rose and destroyed everything. And this is still taught. Complete lie. They don't care. Let's continue.
Trouble Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge.
Hit pause.
Weird.
But back it up a few seconds. Good job, guys. You notice all these movements we're just now hearing about a mega computer fairly giving out all the resources? Because the government's always real fair with their statistics and things. None of that would ever be gamed. Notice all the movements we hear about that are the big solution, that are supposedly grassroots, that the mainstream media then embraces, telling us how the mega computer will run everything? That stuff's 100 years old. That's what they plan. But then they have the grassroots put it out to make people think it's legitimate, that it's coming from the grassroots, as Cass Sunstein said they would do. Let's continue.
Around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard.
The little darlings get their career announcements. This is what Bill Gates is funding all over the world. The government and corporate sponsors will tell you what you're going to be. That's freedom, isn't it? The old caste society. And there's a calorie ration, and they've been allotted to be able, allowed to travel to work. They got to get an allotment every day. This is all going to happen. This is all going in. I have the New York Times from 2 days ago saying cameras will be everywhere watching us at all times. But don't worry, it's AI, so it's not violating your rights. Continue.
Well, I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich. Well, the state knows they just aren't practical anymore. We're all trying to meet our global carbon deal. Electric bikes are so much better for getting around our neighbourhood. And why waste valuable space on car parks when you can use them to grow food? I don't care what you say, Alex. They don't deserve to live in that ghetto. They are completely disconnected. No high-speed transport system, no new internet. They miss out on jobs and many essential services, too. Oh, hi again. What a day. I had to make an emergency visit to the Cry Freedom ghettos. I mean, I miss my sister like mad, but I'm glad they went when they moved.
All right,
hit pause.
They even get you ready for everybody being put in the the ghettos. If you don't like this, you go to a ghetto. But then you're also in a prison in the high-tech grid, so they even get you ready for that, that there's going to be people that won't like it. Like H.G. Wells said, there'll be many gallant, young, beautiful people that have to be killed for the New World Order to come in. So they're even getting you ready for that. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Time brainwashing our children, getting their systems in place, passing their carbon taxes, and when our Congress won't pass laws that couple in with the new international agreements, the EPA just enforces it on states like Texas with no law. This is tyranny. And that's what they said in the last year in the London Guardian and all over foreign news and here in the U.S. oh, if the people won't go along with this, we've got to have it be authoritarian for their own good. This is just authoritarian control freaks posing as good guys and claiming they're trying to save you. Let's finish up with this bizarre one-of-four-part brainwashing pieces of the world they're going to build. Let's continue.
Less safe from climate change on the floating city. That must be her now. It's much easier to meet up with friends virtually now. So many cities have banned cars in central areas. Ooh, looks like she's got some juicy gossip.
Find out more about how we can live and travel in the cities of the future. Forumforthefuture.org. And they've got a bunch more of these nightmare videos of how cool it is that she's not allowed to travel unless she has authorization. And then Prince Charles addressed Austin last year and many other cities via hologram. You know, he addresses the city council and people and talks about how he doesn't travel for his carbon footprint. Meanwhile, he owns two private trains, scores of jet aircraft, tons of palaces. But then he does stunts about how he doesn't travel now. And how only essential travel should be allowed. Everything you see there is now being rolled out and promoted. Now I want to get into Paul Joseph Watson's articles on this, and I beg of you, make this the number one search term today. And yes, Google blocks us out, so people won't be able to see it. You're all fully authorized to take these articles and post them on your site, your blog. Email them out to everyone you want. Prison cities is the search term. Prison cities. Let's fire another torpedo. Torpedo number two, flooding chamber now. Fire! Eco-fascist. 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 And let's make them even madder. Let's show them the real power of the info warriors. Torpedo one, prison cities. Torpedo two, eco-fascist. Torpedo three, prisonplanet.com. Hit them and hit them hard. I don't like it. Let's see if we can get one, two, and three. We've gotten the top three in a row repeatedly. Maybe I should fire another torpedo. That's up to you if these torpedoes hit the enemy. Eco-fascists call for prison cities. Here's the article. Obey enviro tyranny or be banished to a ghetto threatens new government-funded propaganda piece. Remember, the British invented concentration camps. They call them reservations here and in Africa. That's how you deal with it. People who resist, by the way, that came out of the eugenics plan. People who resist the state controlling every aspect of their existence will be forced to live in squalid ghettos while the rest of the population will be tightly controlled in high-tech prison cities. That's the future envisioned by eco-fascists who are exploiting the contrived global warming fraud to openly flaunt their plan for total enslavement of mankind. And then I'm going to get into all the documents in the next segment of the actual physical tracking grid. The threat posed by the kind of scenario being promoted for the Forum of the Future, the group responsible for the chilling video below, cannot be emphasized enough. The dictatorial hellhole where cars will be banned, meat rationed, farming completely abolished, and overtaken by the state, behavior cataloged by calorie cards. And notice the EPA is now saying no dust is allowed from farming. Your farming, big agri, gets a waiver. It's written where they can shut down your farm, your ranch, even the date tree in your backyard. It says Codex Alimentarius in the bill, UN. Everything they're passing is UN, 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 UN. See, when I read all of this, all of it's being phased in. Meat rationed, farming, the British government proposed that. Farming completely abolished and overtaken by the state. But that's Stalin. Behavior cataloged by calorie cards and careers ordained by the government is the ultimate goal of the control freaks who have seized the reins of the environmental movement. Nearly every aspect of the policies undertaken by the global dictatorship that runs the planned opolis depicted in the video are lifted wholesale from historical tyrannies. the state completely taking over the means of food production and farming. This is a throwback to the Soviet system of collectivized farming, where Stalin organized land and labor in large-scale collective farms. Farmers who resisted the state taking over their farms were arrested and sent to Siberian gulags, or the new cities.
Hardcore.
This is the issue. Not the scary Muslims in turbans they dance out on TV for you, openly run by the globalist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now. Right now. Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So what they're doing is, in a fun little, you know, happy, it's always presented by a woman, who Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Edward Bernays, the father of modern advertising, nephew of Sigmund Freud, said you get the women, they make 80% of the purchases. Still the same today. You get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Women are at the center of the family and the center of culture. It's not that women are bad, it's that women are key. And they know that women on average are more conformist. And if things are presented in a happy-go-lucky way, they will do it. Aztec women would bring their child up, bind it, give it to the priest, and be happy that their newborn baby or their toddler, bound with a rock, was thrown into a deep chasm of water. That's how they like to kill kids, mainly. And it's the same thing. This is how they do it. And so you notice the ads for high fructose corn syrup that they run. It's the woman with her boyfriend in idyllic pastoral scenes over and over again, different variants, or at a park or at a backyard party. And the woman's handing out the food, always in a position of authority. And you know, she's the boss. And she tells her husband or her boyfriend, go ahead and have the popsicle. Go ahead and eat of the fruit. No, corn syrup's not bad for you. It's quite good for you. And then she'll give him some scientific stuff, and the husband admits, or the boyfriend admits he's an idiot, or there'll be another moron woman who the queen bee corrects and explains to. And so this is how they always target it. This is how they work it. Just like if you went back to a plantation 170 years ago in Alabama, and you rode up in your carriage, you'd be met by several big black women. And they could speak clear English. They could probably even read. And this was their operation. And sometimes they even bossed master around, if you read the cultural histories. And the men were kept out in the barn and hardly could talk. And those women would go back there and just beat them down. Ah, you learn, you boy. Now, that's how it works in Rome. Caesar did the same thing. He'd roll into Albion or Germany or Gaul. First thing they do, slaughter all the men, and then they get there and beat those little boys in front of their women. They take a teenager, slit their throat, and they'd say to the women, you keep them in line or we're going to kill all of them. And those women would just absolutely suppress their men forever back in Rome or wherever they were taken to plantations. Austria, you name it. It's all, and I've got all the handbooks on it. These are all publicly shown them to you on air. I've got slave manuals from the sugarcane operations in the Caribbean. What was the former name of what's Haiti and Dominican Republic? Hispaniola. I got a manual from Hispaniola, 1701. Got to dig that back out. I mean, this is how they run it, and they run it well. They know exactly what they're doing. You've seen all the old black and white movies from the 30s and 40s where they phased it out, political correctness, where it shows the black mammy running everything. My dad grew up in East Texas cotton farming and with black foreman women who were bossing around the poor white farmhands. This is how it works. And that's basically what Oprah Winfrey is. And that's how the globalists operate, okay? And you need to get that through your head. You need to understand they know scientifically what they're doing, okay? I remember reading in some of the Caribbean manuals, which were then exported and translated into English for use by the slave owners here in what is the United States today, in Virginia and other areas, and it described how even when they took slaves off the boat, they would, and they even cited the Roman manuals, how they would take the biggest, strongest, you know, clear leader of the blacks that survived. You could always tell by everybody looking to them, kind of get their orders, who was seen as the dominant black male getting whoever survived the coffin ship off, whether it was Boston or New York or Galveston, Texas, or New Orleans, Louisiana, and they're getting them off the ship. They bring them up there to the block. But before they even do that, they would beat to death or kill one of the strongest, most intelligent, obvious leaders in front of the women, and then they would have their translator explain it all to them. I mean, they got it all figured out, okay? Feminism, CIA funded the whole deal. And they've done a good job. Look, our society's completely destroyed. All right, getting back to the eco-fascist, Adolf Hitler. First you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. Adolf Alois Hitler. Continuing, eco-fascist call for prison cities. People who resist the state control of every aspect of their lives will be forced to live in ghettos. And you just saw that from the piece. And they admit that there'll be farming run by the state. Continuing, Stalin organized land labor into large-scale collective farms. Farmers who resisted state taking over their farms, that'll be big agribusiness doing it, were arrested and sent to Siberian gulags. As a result, the mass seizure of property and the disruption that collected farming brought to food production, upwards of 3 million people died from starvation from 1932 to 1933 alone. Well, yeah, that was just Ukraine. That's is over 20 mil on the starvation overall. A similar system imposed in Maoist China under the Great Leap Forward led to the Great Chinese Famine and the starvation of at least 36 million people, and that was planned as well. We've had top historians on that subject. The incarceration of resistors and green fascism inside squalid ghettos and their subsequent separation from family members is a frightening throwback to Nazi-run Warsaw Ghetto and other concentration camps and prisons within cities that housed Jews and political dissidents during World War II. The restriction or even outlawing of meat, something already being vehemently pushed by eco-fascists, we have links to them saying it, to the point where a hamburger becomes a rare delicacy to be enjoyed on special occasions. Yeah, the state on your birthday might give you a little meat. And only then if you can afford it. Well, that sounds like a North Korean prison camp. And Watson continues to write, as my wife, who is Chinese, will attest, up until the late 80s, before China started to lift itself out of poverty, meat was a rare treat that was sparsely available and highly restricted. Again, the planned opolis is nothing less than a fusion of communist and fascist control measures inflicted upon population to keep them poor, starving, and weak. The people who produced this video, funded by the monolithic elitist bankers and corporations like Royal Dutch Shell, Bank of America, as well as British government, Paul has a link to this group, an article about who they're funded by, know very well that every aspect of their planned-opolis is lifted directly from the most abhorrent and brutal dictatorships in history. And they go on to admit that, and they know it. They're very proud of it. They are openly flaunting the eco-fascist ideology behind the Green Movement. They now call themselves eco-fascists. It's a total embracing of this Hitlerian system. Of course, as made clear in the video, none of the regulations or controls will apply to any of the elitists imposing them on the rest of us. See, it looks like a joke in that video because it's meant to flaunt it, to break your will. Think Al Gore and his multiple oceanside mansions with heated swimming pools. They will still be able to roll around in SUVs and mansions with heated swimming pools. They will still be able to, again, roll around and fly around their private jets while quaffing the finest filet steak and belching tons of CO2 as they lecture the rest of humanity about their carbon footprint. Think Prince Charles and his insistence that the proles not be allowed to take a bath as he lounges in a luxuriant splendor of royal palaces. Call Watson up. There's a Phantom S right there at number 8. Continuing, they are also engaged in a ploy to shift the parameters of the Overton window, which is defined as a range of political policies considered to be politically acceptable in the current climate of public opinion by constantly bombarding us with extreme and repugnant proposals. They gradually wear down the human psyche until people begin to accept draconian controls over their personal lives as normal, necessary, and reasonable. The mind is so strong and ready to face adversity that when you hear about war with Iran coming forever, you subconsciously almost want to see it go ahead and happen. Or when you hear about mass die-off of humanity promoted by Discovery Channel and all these shows and how it's coming, you almost want to get it over with, see? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is part of the reason behind last year's Splattergate controversy, where global warming alarmists, again funded by government and big business, produced an infomercial in which children who refused to lower their carbon emissions were slaughtered in an orgy of blood and guts. We're going to play that in a minute. This is a psychological attack and a realization of the stepping stone method of tyranny, whereas we might not accept cars being banned or meat being rationed now, we will accept incandescent light bulbs being outlawed and paying carbon taxes on fuel. What's so great about Watson? I called up to him for 10 minutes and just spewed information, and he just sat there without even writing notes and spewed it all right back out with precision and then added his own understanding overlay to this article and wrote this article in about 30 minutes. Got to salute Paul Watson. What an incredible job. I can't believe he got all of this exactly right. Spewed at him at 100 miles an hour as I was ranting and guzzling coffee walking around in my backyard. This is a psychological attack and a realization of the stepping stone method to tyranny, whereas we might not accept cars being banned and meat being rationed now, we will accept incandescent light bulbs being outlawed and paying carbon taxes on fuel. As each hurdle is cleared, the globals propose something more extreme so that we will always come to a compromise and accept a slighter, lesser tyranny. But in the long term, the elitists achieve all of their goals with aplomb. Continuing, it's good to read a piece that's just so precise. I love exposing the globalist. And to top it all off, the debate between the liberals over at the Guardian website in response to the story did not revolve around a castigation of the authoritarian future hell, but a question on whether old people should merely be advised by government workers how to kill themselves when they reach 65, or whether the state should just kill them directly. Remember Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, writing 12 years ago now, how he went to an elitist meeting of other computer owners, billionaires, and they had debates all weekend about do we just kill everyone or do we entertain them and build a false reality for them because they're not needed because of computers anymore and robotics. Human life isn't cheap. It's worthless. And the decision is that you're bad for the earth. I'm bad. So we're dead. And now they're just teaching us by increment how to die. Remember last year, the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny? Oh, there's no death panels, but we want to kill Granny. And then I saw the Newsweek the week before that. I can hardly ever even read it. It's so painful. They had a weird article with a Grim Reaper with two old people and how beautiful it is to commit suicide. But the globalists, they don't commit suicide. Dick Cheney has a bionic heart. They've added a bionic part onto it, a pump. He's trying to get a heart transplant right now. You notice he's clinging. You notice the big head, Mr. Jobs of Apple, who funds all this eugenics and promotes it endlessly. You notice he got a liver transplant. It was a little suspicious how fast he got it. Went out to Tennessee to get it. No discussion of where that goodie came from. I got a good idea. Oh, but he's got something to offer, doesn't he? Uh-huh. And as if that isn't even enough, they're not just wanting to get rid of the dumbed-down people, which is horrible. No, their real target is those that are smart. Mm-hmm. That's why they put sterilants and IQ reducers in the water. And see, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I've got enough fight in me when people openly write how they're doing that to me. I tend to get mad, and I tend to get organized, and I tend for 16 years on air to try to build an InfoWars weapon system to defend my family. And to defend my family, I've got to defend everybody else. We all hang together or hang separate. I'm getting chills right now, ladies and gentlemen. I want to beat these people. I want to take them on. I want to bring them down. But it's going to take you waking up and getting your guts going, getting your good old boy guts turned on and getting focused. You know, the enemy loves to teach us that we've already lost. We haven't lost. We've won. They're taking on a bold operation and they're going to fail. They will fail 100% if you simply decide to take action against them effectively. A lot of us have committed ourselves 110%. The least you can do is get active. So they go on to debate, do we just kill the old people or ask them to kill themselves? This is all being openly discussed, and it's all liberal. It's all loving killing people. This kind of despotic destiny is not only being pushed by the elite, it has an army of greenwashed zombies behind it who have been recruited to make the demon side of the elderly to useless eaters, an intellectually acceptable and reasonable idea. Presumably, the disabled and the mentally ill will also be exterminated in the pursuit of the highly efficient planned opolis, another idea of which Hitler would have vehemently approved. He actually designed with Albert Speer the mega cities and the environmental grid. Meat would not be allowed. You will not be allowed. I mean, it's total. It's all happening. Just cops are laughing right now because they've been preconditioned. Just go ahead, laugh all you want. Go ahead and laugh. You're part of the structure. You're going to win, aren't you? No, you're not going to win. You're already being killed. Once government is given the power to kill anyone they deem to be unproductive, this collectivist Orwellian nightmare, the gates of hell are now thrown wide open. In comparison, meat rationing, carbon taxes, eco-surveillance, calorie credits, and transport restriction will seem like a walk in the park. Alex Jones' seminal film Endgame, released in 06, produced in 06, released in early 07, warned precisely of the kind of high-tech slave grids being implemented that are now routinely proposed by top eco-fascist organizations. We urge you to warn everyone you know about this agenda. And it's the dominant agenda. It's in place. It's being executed. And to stand up in unison to resist the first great assault on human liberty in the 21st century, which is now certain to be inflicted upon us under the guise of saving Mother Earth. while the globalists butcher it with all the genetic engineering. We either stop this now or we end up on the eco-ghettos and the masters have readied for us in their planned opolis. What do I say in the film Endgame? What do I have? It's an image of the UN building with a big skull on it with all the flags of the countries removed. And on the back, what does it say? They want you dead. They want you dead. And these crooks sit there and lie and say there were no death panels when they've been in place in Europe for decades. They tell these idiot yuppies. Bill Gates gets up. We're going to play that clip after the break. Bill Gates gets up on television and says, do we hire 10 teachers or lay them off, or do we not give grandma care? And then the people hearing that, the dumb 30-year-old teachers, they think, well, yeah, kill granny. I want money. As if it's on an endless pie that just expands. The first thing they teach collectivists is that the pie is a sum set game, so that somebody's got to lose for you to win. Not win, 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 go to the stars. They produce videos for children saying leaving Earth is a scourge. Humans are a disease. We mustn't leave. Teaching you you're worthless. But what do I say here on the back of Endgame? For the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. Once in place, they can engage their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population, while enabling the elites to live forever with the aid of advanced technology. This film was shocking 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It is now prescient. Because I read their own documents, people are now ready to see Endgame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Young men fighting,
scary when I'm covering, but it's a fact. And remember how nuts I sounded just a few years ago covering this? Because I was reading UN reports and Club of Rome and CFR, where they were admitting geoengineering, global population reductions, face scanning cameras, infrared satellites tracking our individual infrared signatures. Now, and I'm going to get into this next hour with Alan Watt, it's just, oh, yeah, you know, Associated Press, Germany deploying secret spy satellites. They claimed it was for the environment, but really it's infrared images scanning your body. Detroit public schools give 40,000 kids laptops with stimulus funds. Of course, the laptops will be used to watch you at home. Now it's just, yeah, we do that. Here's the New York Times. Incredible article. Computers that see what you keep. Computers that see you and keep watch over you. Computers that see you and keep watch over you. And then it goes on to say, computers not to surveil you, but AI computers designed by DARPA to make sure you wash your hands right. To make sure you're feeding your kid. To make sure you're not giving your kid tea that's too hot. I mean, they actually say it. Everything. It's going in. Smart meters are going in Austin, where I live, to control your thermostats. I mean, and they admit it. I mean, it's just total control. They're just doing it. Federalization, CIA runs spy centers. And it's run by a government caught staging terror attacks. And then they put ads out and say, we're extreme for not liking this message that children will be murdered. That's the message shown to school kids if they don't submit to the carbon tax. That's the message. We will kill you. But then in the end game, it is to kill them. They're teaching that it's like a bloodthirsty fetish, that it's a power trip of all these throngs of enviro zombies that couldn't get a job, couldn't build anything, just lazy people who will now be the eco-fascist green cop enforcers. Let's go ahead and play the clip of them murdering children, and they show this to school kids. Here it is.
Right, kids, just before you go, there's a brilliant idea in the air that I'd like to run by you. Now, it's called 10-10. The idea is everyone starts cutting their carbon emissions by 10%, thus keeping the planet safe for everyone, eventually. Now, this hasn't got to be a huge thing, but I would love it if you and your families would think about doing something.
What sort of thing, miss?
Well, like getting your dad to insulate the loft, or taking your next holiday by train.
See, after they set the precedent with reasonable-sounding things,
buying energy-saving light bulbs.
Then it's...
We're thinking of using our car less. I'm going to cycle to school.
See, we're thinking, but then it's law.
Now, no pressure at all, but it'd be great to get a sense of how many...
Enviro surveillance.
A rough percentage. That's fantastic!
No pressure at all, but she's about to kill him.
Philip and Tracy.
You're dead.
Fine, that's absolutely fine. Your own choice. Okay, class, thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, just before you go, I just need to...
Press. Oh.
This little button here.
Oh. And they murder.
Now, everybody, please remember
children.
To read chapters 5 and 6.
All right. The murdering continues for another 3 minutes. We don't have time to play it all. But the issue here is this was government funded. Now, it's got so many layers of propaganda. It's like a 50-layer cake. But... it's peer pressure for kids. The message is, you'll be murdered by your authority figure teacher if you don't submit to this. And it brutalizes the mind. And it teaches you that murdering is good if it's state-run. And this is all their plan. And when you run into these weird, glazed-eyed, biological androids who are into this, they'll go, that's right, we are going to do that. And they giggle like they're part of it as they drink a glass of water at the restaurant filled with sodium fluoride and hundreds of other deadly chemicals on record, putting them there to hurt them. And even if they admit it, they kind of get off on it. So to all of you, go ahead. You kill yourselves first. Not me and my kids. You understand, trash?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.